Come on, where's the volume? Did I lose that? Oh.
For the 2022-2023 school year,
Okay, let me start it again. Okay.
This might be one of the most disgusting stories I think I've ever had to talk about. The state of Florida, as part of their Stop Woke Act that Ron DeSantis had signed many, many months ago, has unveiled the new curriculum for the 2022-2023 school year for Florida's public schools. And in a recent presentation by the Florida Department of Education, where they put together a little PowerPoint and they told all these educators and administrators, this is how education now works in Florida. We're going to skip right from the end of the Civil War and immediately go to the Civil Rights Movement. So you're going from the Gettysburg Address to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. That's where Florida history now goes. We're going to skip all of, Reconstruction and the abolition of slavery and all of the, racism that happened in the interim there. We're going to skip over all of that, go right from Gettysburg to I Have a Dream. Oh, and by the way, the goal of this, the goal of our new curriculum from the Stop Woke Act is to turn children into what we call, and these are their words, desirable citizens. That is the exact word. It's what the state calls, quote, desirable citizens. Now, the existence of desirable citizens also implies the existence of undesirable citizens. And I would love for the Nazis running the state of Florida to tell me exactly what an undesirable citizen is here in this state. And yeah, I'm going to call them Nazis because they are literally now borrowing language from the Nazis. The undesirables, by the way, were called the Untermensch. The Untermensch in Nazi Germany. Because it meant you were under the other people. You were some kind of subhuman, undesirable citizen. And yes, that's what they called the Jewish people, among several other groups, by the way, too. The Gypsies were included in that. Untermensch. And that's what they're implementing here in the state of Florida. We don't want your undesirables. We want to mold these young minds into what we feel makes them a desirable citizen. We want to make sure that they are out there. They don't know the actual history of the United States. They don't know anything about Reconstruction. They don't know any post-Civil War history. Probably going to leave out a lot of World War II as well, because then they'll know where we're getting all this language from. And we're going to be a nation of idiots. But I guess that's what makes them desirable, right? Because the smarter you are, the more education you have, the less likely it is that you'll vote for Republicans. That's, by the way, not even an opinion. Go look at the breakdown of higher education voters here in the United States. It's astounding. Stupid people love Republicans. And the uneducated love Republicans as well. And yes, there is a difference between being stupid and being uneducated. But that's what they want us to be. In order to be desirable citizens here in the state of Florida, you have to be uneducated and malleable, right? That's the big thing. Not just uneducated, not just you don't know because you weren't taught, but we also need to have people that we're able to mold and craft and turn into what we want them to be. That's what's literally happening in Florida right now. And Ron DeSantis is the one who did this.
This is Hattie. Hattie wants to know why you have not...
Wow. Undesirables, huh? Undesirables. And before I chime in, I want you to say... When you heard that, what do you think?
You know, I believe these people who are doing all this supposedly in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, need to really get to know who he is. God made this whole planet. the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So everything and everybody on it belongs to him. And in spite of all the sin that has been going on since the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, God has had so many times to destroy us all. And even when he was the most upset with us, he relented. He held off. And so he still makes it rain. He still makes the sun shine. He still makes the crops grow. Not just for those who love him, but for even those who could not care one iota about Jehovah, about Yahweh, about Jesus. He blesses them anyway. So if the one true living God, the maker and the creator of everything, still gives enough dignity to people to allow them to make their own choices, even about him, and he still loves them for it, he still blesses them for it with their basic needs, who are we as fellow creatures to say you're undesirable? Not when the one true living God still loves them, how are we going to say somebody's undesirable?
Amen. You know, Dr. Demery, there's a song comes to mind after listening to Ann, Your Grace and Mercy. Because, I mean, I know what that means. I'm not a preacher, but I know what it means. Your grace and mercy. And if it wasn't for a merciful God, where would we be? Because it's a good thing that God doesn't have my temperament in.
You know, William, we would all be dead. We would have died so long ago.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
You would be so dead.
Oh. Now. Oh. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
You know,
I'm so glad you ain't Jesus.
No.
You better be glad I ain't God. Okay. Because all this here would have been over long.
Okay. It's something, Dr. Demery, is something about if your tongue, offend someone, cut it out. Oh, it'd be a whole lot of knife talking folks out here if it was up to me. Dr. Demery. They have to use sign language, Dr. Demery.
Well, it's a good thing that we have in our Constitution freedom of speech. But once again, that's up to a certain limit.
Right.
You know, you have to be careful how you use your speech in certain circumstances and situations. So, you know, this almost sounds like a slavery manifesto to me.
It is.
You know, that's exactly what it is. You go back and read some of those slavery manifestos, it's not too different for that. They're probably quoting from it anyway.
Hey, look. No, hold on right there, Dr. Demery. Think about this. And I want Anne to chime in right after you on this. What is the difference between what they are doing? Because you mentioned something earlier tonight. It's like them yelling fire in a movie theater. Okay, you also can't say there's a bomb if you're on an airplane. You will get locked up faster than lightning.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right? So, Anne, what is the difference?
Okay, please help me. The difference is this. You have protected speech, especially when it comes to if you're, say, for instance, somebody wanted to protest on federal land. It's like those who organize and have protests at the Capitol. You've got the right to say free speech. You've got to do it in a certain way. You've got to basically get your permit for it. You've got to organize. It should be having organized a peaceful rally. You can't do what the people on January 6th did. You know, they had to be told you can't bring weapons. Because apparently this is something we need to point out to these types of people. And now, of course, they have to learn the hard way that you cannot storm the Capitol and then, make threats that seems to imply that you are going to inflict bodily harm on people like Nancy Pelosi or the Vice President of the United States. So there is a limit to what you can say, and what you can do. Yeah, we all have these freedoms that we are given, but let's just look at it like this. I've got the freedom to go purchase a gun. I do not have the freedom to shoot somebody with that gun and kill them. that would get a person put in prison because that is murder or manslaughter or whatever the case may be given those circumstances. So because, have the right to do something doesn't necessarily mean you have the right to inflict bodily harm. You have mm-hmm. the right to defame someone. Mm-hmm. We've had, a very high profile case between, I think, Johnny Depp and his wife. I think it was a defamation suit about her claiming that he was beating her. And then all this stuff comes out and it makes it sound like she's got some problems herself, some serious mm-hmm. issues. Mm-hmm. So the things that you say, even if you write it down, that's slander if it's not true. So, there are limits to what you can say as mm-hmm. well as limits to what you can do. And that's just an orderly society. That's just common sense, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that, okay, yeah, I've got the right to say what I want, whatever I want to say. But if what I say, causes you to lose your right, your ability to make money because people believe all these negative lies, then that person should be entitled to damages because I've inflicted harm on that person. Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
Right. And okay. I believe I have the temperament to handle this one. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to say, but no.
Only, and hear me out, counselor. Okay. Hear me out, judge. Okay. All right. I believe I had it. Just give me the ones who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Okay. I can handle that. Okay.
No, I don't think the people who are prosecuting these things are really handling that because I'm trying to figure out why all of them don't have like at least 10 years in prison.
See? I told you I could do it.
I don't get it. I don't think that any person who went to the Capitol that day went for a peaceful demonstration.
Oh, a picnic.
They all went.
It was a tour.
It wasn't a tour either. They all heeded the call of Trump and Bannon and all the other politicians who were riling them up. And basically their rhetoric, it was violent long before those people made it to the Capitol. So they went there on a mission, every last one of them, in my opinion, to violently
take
control of the government. So I don't understand why any of them are getting the type of leniency that people have been getting at the beginning. I think they all should have some serious some serious prison time. But then again, prosecutorial discretion is a thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not the prosecutor in the case.
Okay, so. I want to be the prosecutor. Okay, now, Ann, I can handle this
you
one.
You can't be the prosecutor and a judge, too. Pick one. Oh. Which one you want to do. Now, the prosecutor, you can do that because you have the passion and the conviction, within you to go after the people that way. But to be that unbiased person who looks at the facts from both sides and be the trier of fact, I don't think you can do that. But you can be the prosecutor. I think that would be a good fit.
Okay, who said I would be – who said I was biased? Oh,
I did.
Okay,
you
did.
Did you just hear me say it?
Okay.
I said it.
Okay. I'll take prosecutor. Give it to me. I will lay down. Prosecutor. Look here. I swear. Yeah. Look, I will lay out a case. I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, that would be a good fit.
I should have listened to my mom. Oh my God. Let me add them and I'll, look, Dr. Demery, I will eat them up like a sandwich. I'm telling you, bro.
I think part of, too, what Ann was saying, this whole thing, and that's why they were going after Trump, and they didn't use these words, but I'm going to use it. It was terrorist threats.
It was.
Terroristic threatening.
And there's a code in the law that says you can't use terrorist threats.
That's right. And especially against your own government.
But that's the thing, though. If you're talking about Al-Qaeda or ISIS or somebody like that, they make some threats against the United States. Everybody's being mobilized. CIA's being mobilized.
Everybody.
These people, right. But you have these people who are homegrown terrorists who do this all the time, which is how they out in the open organized the January 6th thing. I mean, they were all over the place on social media planning this out loud, but they have been characterizing it instead of terrorism. They've been characterizing it as free speech.
No.
And I'm so sorry.
No.
If we are going to say that there is terroristic threatening, you know, that a person, this is, you know, Arkansas code. A person commits the offense of terroristic threatening in the first degree if, with the purpose of terrorizing another person, the person threatens to cause death or serious physical injury or substantial property damage to another person, or with the purpose of terrorizing another person, the person threatens to cause physical injury or property damage to a teacher or other school employee acting in the line of duty. Terroristic threatening in the first degree is a Class D felony. Mm-hmm. A person commits the offense of terroristic threatening in the second degree if, with the purpose of terrorizing another person, the person threatens to cause physical injury or property damage to another person. Terroristic threatening in the second degree is a Class A misdemeanor. So let's just think about it. Just put this in context. If we go back, say 100 years, and a Ku Klux Klan member comes to your house and puts a burning cross in the yard and tells you to come out, and they got a noose and they got fire, they got all this kind of stuff. Was that terroristic threatening?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Whether anybody got hurt or not, it was a threat to cause bodily harm. Back then, it wasn't considered a crime. It was basically sanctioned by all the people who were involved. Fast forward to today, and you have got people making these same types of threats, and people are acting on it. I mean, Charlottesville, I think it was, when that dude ran that car and into that crowd of people.
Yep.
All of that stuff. All of this stuff is connected, people. Mm. You may have a lone wolf carrying out some things and a crowd carrying out others, but all of this stuff is interconnected because you've got the same group of ideological people, where people sharing the same ideology, let's put it that way, who are acting on what they believe and acting on the instructions of those they consider to be leaders, who believe the way that they do.
Let me ask you this. A couple of things out of Charlottesville. The night before, remember when those groups, I don't know exactly how many it was, Dr. Demery and Ann, when they marched through the University of Virginia, shouting, "Jews won't replace us," and all this kind of stuff with torches and things of that nature. And they terrorized people on that campus. They had no business on that campus. Okay? I don't know where our universities have been opened up for protests and things. Well, as students can protest, but if you're not a student there, what in the hell are you doing there? Okay? Walking through the Charlottesville, Virginia, is probably about an hour and a half from where I am right now, right? Mm-hmm. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful campus. Extremely beautiful. A lot of money, a lot of students, everything. Number one, got a question for you. Then I'm going to toss it over to Dr. Demery. And could the university have sued these guys and even have them criminally trespassed?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly don't know what the laws are like in Virginia, whether or not they would have a right to do so on those grounds. And I certainly don't know if they would, violated any type. Well, federal hate laws may. That's just, you know.
Yep. That's what it is. Okay.
Top of my head, perhaps. And I don't know for certain.
I don't know either, but I have the temperament.
That's the only thing that I can. You know, that's popping in the mind so far, but it would be a very good question to ask somebody, who practices in the Virginia area, what the university's, legal position is in terms of if they had a case against the groups that, you know, that were on their campus and may have caused some type of harm or damage to their students or the property of the campus, or even, you know, if they felt like the reputation of the campus was harmed. I honestly don't know without more information.
Let me ask you a different question then. If they stood in front of your house, would you have the right to criminally process them? I mean, criminally charge them with, criminal trespass.
Well, if they're on my lawn, that's property. So that's trespassing. If they're on the public property, that's different, which is why a lot of those people like to make sure that they don't get exactly on a person's land. One case that I heard about not too terribly long ago that's sort of similar, a woman, I can't remember if it was in Virginia, North Carolina, something like that, but I think it was either a Hispanic or African American family moved into a home, and the person across the street would blare racist music directed at them. And so, you know, the police were like, well, they're at their house and they're playing their music. And while it may be offensive, they weren't doing anything wrong. So you've got this fine line between whether or not you can prove this person is doing something to inflict harm on you when they are not, say for instance, directing it at you per se. Now, if it's the Ku Klux Klan outside my door, Surely somebody can understand that this is, in my opinion, threatening. Mm-hmm. This, in my opinion, is
trespassing.
Right. If they're on my front lawn, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. if they're out on, say, the sidewalk, which is the public land, if they're out, say, in the street, in the middle of the street, which is the public's land, then I think that's where people like that woman who was trying to get the police to stop the man from blaring racist music
right.
very loudly so that she and her family, even in their home, could hear it. I think that's where those gray areas come in.
Right. But let me ask, okay. So now.
Give you a good example.
Go ahead, please.
At my church, now, whether or not, you know, you agree with the theology of my denomination, that's another thing. We had a group, because we're one of the few liberal churches in the middle of several very, very white conservative churches. They showed up at our church and started protesting. And I said, you got about 5 minutes to pack up and leave. I'm calling NAACP. I'm calling Sharpton. I'm calling Jesse Jackson. I'm calling CNN, Channel 7, Channel 2. I'm calling everybody. I said, I didn't call him William up. William, said,
please.
And get off of my property. And it wasn't really my property. But if you don't get off this church property, you got 7 minutes. Matter of fact, you got 6 minutes and 59 seconds. Packed up and left.
Look.
Justin, against our church. They weren't making threats, but they were protesting, you know, and they didn't have any physical means. They didn't have sticks and clubs or anything like that. They packed up and left.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm going to get back to you, Ann, because I think I can prove this point. Lord, I don't feel like going back to school right now. Okay, but anyway.
Okay.
But my point is, the University of Virginia, that's a private school. It's not a public school. So that means that the students there, and some of them live there. Okay. I don't know whether the dean lives there. In many cases, on these campuses, the dean might live there. The president might even live on campus. And a lot of times they do. Mm-hmm. That's their land. That's their property. So on my land and on my property, you don't have a right to come on here uninvited. If I invite you, that's a whole different thing. But you are not a student here. You may not even, I don't even give a hoot if you are, I caught myself. Okay. I don't give a hoot. You know, if you're an alumni or not, this is our property. This is where we live. This is where we learn. This is where we excel. And this is where we graduate students. Okay? Mm-hmm. I can criminally trespass you. Can I, counselor? I don't care where you are. In the United States, you do not have the right to come on somebody's property and just cause a ruckus and be an uninvited. Because of those reasons that I just stated, I live here, I learn here, I study here, I own this. You don't have a right to do that.
Again, the freedom of speech, your constitutional rights, that's all federal government law. So you can...
Again, well, you do it on federal government land. This is not the federal government's land. This is private.
Wait, William, if you would let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
So when
I'm getting passionate about this.
Exercising your right to free speech.
No, I'm practicing to be a prosecutor. Okay, go on.
It's okay. When it comes to practicing your right or exercising your right to free speech, when you're going on federal lands, like for instance, if you want to, you know, protest outside of a federal courthouse, or you want to protest outside of Congress, you know, again, like I said earlier, there's steps that you take to do that. But like for instance, getting your permit, getting all that, you're getting all that stuff together, and then you can have your peaceful protest on those federal properties. It does not work that way when it comes to private property. A case that I'm remembering the facts correctly, some people were trying to protest at a McDonald's. Well, that's private property.
Right.
So McDonald's has the right to call the police and get you escorted off their property, you know, because these people are blocking the drive through and all that kind of stuff. You don't have the right to protest on private land the same as you do on a public land that's owned by the government. And another case would be, a lot of people have been so angry that they've been going to the homes of judges and governors and whatnot and protesting. We don't do that.
Right.
We don't, those things are wrong. You don't go and harass those people at their homes. That's their private property. So what you do is you can protest where they work. You can protest outside of the Supreme Court building. Mm-hmm. You can protest on federal lands. And if you're, you know, your state constitution, which this is America, you'll get free speech here. So a lot of people protest at state capitals. We used to have our offices right across the street. There are people protesting out there about something or other all the time. You know, so it is different. When we are talking about government lands, meaning public lands versus private lands.
Right.
I hope that makes sense.
It does. And that's exactly what I said. The University of Virginia is private land. It's not public. It's not federal. Okay. Mm-hmm. They had no business being there. And if I were the president of the university, I would have criminally trespassed them and made sure. Because they have a lot of money.
You would have filed a police report against them
and press charges.
Okay.
And sue.
They're not.
Yep, I'm going to do all of that.
Okay. Because it would be up to the prosecutor to decide what the charges would be, if moving forward.
I'm the prosecutor in this case.
Well, not if you're the university. Oh. You can pick one, William. You're going to be the university that brings police report. You're gonna be the prosecutor.
This is a tough one. I'm gonna be the prosecutor.
Okay, thank
you. And I hope that the president files the charge. Or yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm gonna be the prosecutor. Yep.
Prosecutor it is.
Oh, absolutely. And you know I'm recommending, don't you? The harshest sentence that according to the guidelines, I'm gonna follow the guidelines. Mm-hmm. But the guidelines said 25 years. Bro, you getting 24 years, 364 days. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, these fools, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm being a little melodramatic, just a little bit, just a tiny, okay. There's a problem in this country. There's always been a problem. But the sickness has now elevated to critical. No, I'm serious about this because our children are dying. Okay? You are stripping away, rights have been stripped. They're taking us back 50, 60 years as far as rights that were fought for, people died for, people, protested for, people voted for, and it being stripped away. And it's primarily because that we had, we're speaking of undesirable and, non-qualified, uneducated, racist, oh my goodness, and ignorant fool. I can't rewind it, okay? The words are already out now. And I don't understand. And if you don't understand now how fragile our system is, because you take one cat that came in there and in 4 years just things turned things upside down, Dr. Demery. And do you understand, Dr. Demery and Ann, you guys were here right after that, and I told you that I was depressed because he had just won. And Ann said, bro, you ain't depressed. You just mad. Yeah. Well, it felt depressing to me. So let's put it like this. It was depressing. So much for, I said, no. You know, I remember that night, the election night, 2016. And when I went to get to bed, Hillary was ahead. And I woke up. Can you imagine? I wake up and this clown is the president. And it sent a shock. I mean, a vibe to me. I said, oh my goodness. I'm not sure whether I talked to you before the program or not. I believe I talked to you before we had that Sunday program. I believe I did. I'm not sure.
I remember saying, I wouldn't be surprised if God gave America what it.
Oh, you did. You did. Hey, Dr. Demery, you remember that?
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I cursed. I cursed and I had to ask God to forgive me.
The priest got to cussing, y'all.
Look here. Y'all know, look here, I didn't tell you I didn't. And I ain't asked for no forgiveness. I ain't asked for no. You're a better man than me.
He gonna let that one stay on the books and just explain to Jesus later on.
Jesus, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let that one ride.
I hope so.
Have some compassion on me.
I hope so. And I hope so.
Yeah, Trump ain't worth nothing else on the books. I'm so sorry.
But you guys know how I was feeling. Both of you know. Oh,
I think that's how everybody who has common sense was feeling. This is what gets me, you know, when we were talking about that last clip and the man was saying the division between those who are educated, who voted back in 2016 and in the last election in 2020 for Trump and those who are uneducated. The problem is they are being herded.
They are.
By those who are educated. Those people on the Supreme Court, just about all of them have degrees from Ivy League schools.
Of course.
Those people who are, these are all people who are using the ignorant so that they can remain in power. So that they can oppress them and everybody else, and have their authoritarian regimes, because that's basically what the Republican Party has turned into.
You're 1,000,000%. You're 1,000,000%. Is that 1,000,000% correct? Well, anyway, you know it's a big number. Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's put it like this. You're 1,000,000,000% correct. Let's leave it like that. It's no question about this. Mm-hmm. And you're so right. Dr. Demery. Wow.
Here's the thing.
What is the symbol? Go on, sir.
The Supreme Court justices are Catholic. They're not that their religion get in the way of how they practice law, but they do. Mm. The it, but they do. Seven of them. Criticizing Catholics now, but that plays into the whole thing about right to life and the Catholic theology of the process. And that weighs into how they vote. That jackass, excuse me, Lord.
Good enough.
That's the preacher.
But one thing we have to remember, Thomas is very vindictive
because
of what they did to him when he was being elected on the court. He said, I will get you back. He said, I will get my vengeance back. And that's part of what he's doing right now.
And you know what? And that's why, and I'm glad you mentioned that too, because I didn't believe him then, and I certainly not going to believe him now. I believe he was guilty of everything Anita Hill accused him of.
Of course he was.
Of course.
Y'all should see Reverend Dimmer's face.
You know what he was guilty of, probably more than what she said.
And you know what? I tell you what, no, and one thing I'm going to disagree, he's a Sambo. See, see, a lot of people don't realize, my son educated me on this, and Dr. Demery.
Hold on one second.
Uncle Tom was the one that really tried to protect the slave. Sambo was the one that beat Uncle Tom. He was beating the slaves. So somehow somebody mixed up. See, that's why we need CRT. Okay. We need the real history. See, a lot. And so what's been happening over the years, and my son educated me about 2 years ago. Right idea, Dr. Demery, but Sambo is the one. Okay. That the master. Massa. Okay, good. I can't say that. I can't do that.
Okay, long story short, William trying to say he a Oreo.
Double stuff.
Right.
With the extra cream in there?
Right.
Oh yeah, he's one of those.
Right.
So, let me just set the history straight. Uncle Tom was the one that was beaten, and he's the one, the reason why he was beaten because he tried to protect the others. And so somewhere in the history, somebody twisted that. Okay. But it was actually Sambo that did that. And do you know, there were some restaurants out here in Virginia. I don't know whether they were in Arkansas or not. They were called Sambo's.
Ain't that something?
No, seriously. I'm serious about that.
I believe it.
And guess what?
I'll get restaurants out there. I can believe you got some Sambo's too.
Okay, I'll guarantee you they weren't owned by black people.
That would make sense.
I'll guarantee you. And I'm gonna do my history on that. But this is, I'm subjective right now. It's just coming off the top of my head. But I'm telling you, based on what I'm understanding and believe, I'm gonna do my history. And if I'm wrong, I will come back next week and apologize. Okay. I will do that. But it was Sambo, Dr. Demery, right idea though. And Clarence Thomas is. I mean, the thing about this as well, and speaking of the DOJ, how come Jenny Thomas has not been subpoenaed? Jenny Thomas, Clarence Thomas' wife. Because she was all up in the January 6th. Yeah. How come? See, folks, anytime you got a man still in prison, I believe he's still in prison for stealing a pair of hedge clippers and they gave him 25 years.
Ridiculous.
You can't do anything about these January 6th rioters or these, the Matt Gaetz and all these other clowns. And don't forget Jim Jordan. He was accused of turning a blind eye when boys at the University of Ohio State were being molested. He claimed he don't know anything about it. Okay? You got Lauren Boebert, whose husband exposed himself to some underage girls on a beach where they live. And she ended up marrying him, and she has a criminal arrest record.
He does or she does?
Both.
Wow.
Oh, both of them have been arrested. She's in Congress and he's still thriving. This is a fact. Look it up, folks. That's Lauren Boebert. Okay, and this is who lead. You got Matt Gaetz, who's under a criminal investigation for child trafficking. They got receipts from his Venmo account. They have receipts. Are you kidding me? That slippery Lindsey Graham, he's refusing to testify for the Georgia election. That's why it's so important for us to vote, folks. We got to get these people out. Your vote has never counted more. I am telling you. Now, keep in mind, Ann, and you mentioned this at in the beginning of the show, too. You have people like Ted Cancun Cruz, the squirrel. Okay. Yeah. He looks like a squirrel to me. Now, remember when Texas was being flooded, he went to Cancun. Mm-hmm. He's also, and Donald Trump, now let me, Dr. Dimmer. Okay. Ted Cruz, when he was campaigning against Trump, and they had the debate, a day like that. Trump called his wife ugly.
Yep.
Now, wait a minute, hold it. Dr. Demery, if anyone ever called your wife or your girlfriend or another woman.
Don't do that.
Ugly.
Don't do it.
Are you going to campaign for them, Dr. Demery?
I'd be in jail. So hard, I'd have slapped the white off of
him. Yes, replaced by purple and black.
Well, I think we got our answer, right? We got an answer from Dr. Dimmer.
Yes.
He's in rare form today. That's right.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? And Dr. Dimmer, you are so right. Lindsey Graham said the worst thing you could ever do was to elect Donald Trump president. He said he's a bigot, he's a homophobe, he's a racist, and so many other things about him. I'm not sure whether he called him a criminal or not, but he came close. And yet, he's refusing to testify because they calling him up. He's trying to fight this thing tooth and nail and not to testify in Georgia. Now keep in mind, he's claiming that he has privilege because he's a U.S. senator and he's doing his job as a senator and he has a right to do what he does. Now,
trying to rig an election, that's
what in a state that he doesn't even belong. Right. He's from South Carolina. Your take?
I think Lindsey Graham has some issues. And I mean legal issues.
Oh, talk to us, counselor, please.
I mean, because we do have, I believe it's the governor and or the secretary of state making those claims against him that he was calling them on Trump's behalf to try to make inroads to get the election results there, mm-hmm. overturned. And those are some very,
mm-hmm.
credible people to be making those types of allegations against a person. So, I don't know, if he's going to be able to dodge this bullet altogether. He may be able to, you know, sidestep the first few rounds coming off this automatic weapon, but you can't dodge all the bullets.
Hey, look, I know that the judge has first ruled against him, but now he's appealing it. He's fighting right. The thing tooth and nail. Now keep in mind, this clown was telling you all these terrible things about Donald Trump. Hey, look here. And he's probably right. Guess what? I'm going to take a wild guess. Yeah, he's right. Okay. But then all of a sudden, Dr. Demery, if you have all of these reasons why you think this man should not be president, and I mean, I'm talking about he's a bigot, he's a homophobe, he's a racist, and I'm talking about, I'm not sure, again, whether he calls him a crook or a criminal or what he was. Then all of a sudden, you're kissing his feet. You're kissing his feet and you're kissing the ring and you are doing, you're breaking the law to protect this guy. Dr. Demery, question. Do you think that Trump might have something on Lindsey Graham?
Well, I don't know, but I know when you surround yourself with people like Rudy the Rat.
I know, right?
Giuliani.
Oh.
And others like that, it says a whole lot about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
You know, people that you surround yourself with and associate yourself with says the whole lot about who you are. That's why I hang around everybody.
That's
I
right.
I know, right?
You know, even some of my old friends that I grew up with, I don't hang around them. They doing crack and marijuana and all stuff like that. I said, look, you know, we grew up together and all of this and that and the other, but that's where it ends.
Yeah, right.
But you, brother, because you doing things I can't do, going to the strip club and all that crap.
The boom boom room. The boom boom room.
No more.
Exactly.
I can't hang around you because part of your reputation says a lot about who I am. And you can't do that. I tell young ministers, and I even tell pastors this, as a pastor, particularly pastor of a church, there are places you cannot go.
Amen.
You just can't go.
Amen.
If you want to go, you can't go. Don't you better try to go see a therapist or whatever it is you got. You can't go there.
Right, right.
And
and you represent your church.
That's Amen. Right. And thank God, Dr. Demery used to come over to the studio when I was in California every Sunday. He'd be right there. So I know him and I, we were always been okay, right? And I'm trying to, I don't know what it was. Dr. Demery, how did we come to the point that I invited you on my show? It was, I know what it was with me because just like with you, and I want people on that I know that I can trust that have integrity. Now that doesn't mean that you ever have to agree with me on anything. As a matter of fact, I love when you disagree. I do. actually, because that's what broadcasting is all about. It's not like a Fox News channel here where these, it's like a Pied Piper and all of them. And good Lord, lead them into the sea. Please, please.
I just want them to be led to shut up. I mean, it is there. They are doing so much damage with just the things that they say. It is unfathomable. You know, the Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue, but we are seeing how, you know, that play out in a negative way, that they're using their influence, to destroy democracy from the inside out. And I say democracy because America is the epitome of democracy. Don't get me wrong. You know, most of the European nations are democratic. You have a lot of other democratic nations like Taiwan and Japan and, you know, Australia. But when it comes to democracy, the standard is the United States of America. If democracy falls here, it's like a domino effect.
It will.
It's like a domino effect, which is why it is super critical that what happens in November goes right, that
Please.
The Democrats retain not only retain the House, but that they get the Senate. If you don't like the fact that abortion rights have been taken away, if you don't like the fact it has taken so long for President Biden's agenda on climate and everything else he wanted to do to get passed, if there are things in this country that you're concerned about, like the fact that there's all this gerrymandering going on, that the right to vote is being attacked, those types of rights are eroding, then how can you vote for anybody other than a Democrat?
Really?
They are the only ones that are trying to show up. Senator Warnock, he has done such an excellent job, but he has done so much to try to get voting rights shored up because he knows Georgia is this battleground and they mm-hmm. are trying mm-hmm. very hard, to prevent the people of Georgia from proving that Georgia ain't red, is blue. If you stop oppressing the people who mm-hmm. want to vote from voting, Georgia will get it done. And I'm saying that we need to, across the board at our local elections and federal elections, vote Democrat. You just cannot trust Republicans anymore.
You can't do it at all. And I'm so glad you said that. I think there is supposed to be an upcoming debate. Oh my Lord, 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 Lord. Between Senator Warnock and Herschel Walker. Folks.
I mean, there's going to be a comedy show. Keep in mind,
Herschel's philosophy is that China has the good air. And no, we have the good air and China has the bad air and somehow their bad air is coming over here taking over our good air. And
sometimes he sounds like he got brain damage. I mean, he just sounds like.
Oh, you're right. Oh yeah.
It's like you
lied about he graduated from college.
He lied about
about a whole lot of stuff.
Like being with the FBI.
Yeah.
And a police officer.
He tells Trump level lies. I mean,
yep.
Lord Jesus.
Yep.
He tells Trump level lies.
The only reason why, no, I can't say who has lied the most. I have to say Trump because we know more about it. But his has been more recent. Right. But good Lord.
He just needs to shut up.
Lord, please don't let me spend another day in bed when I wake up and find a Herschel Walker. Now, I am not going to say, he will not. Okay, I'm claiming that Jesus. Lord, please.
You're named it and claimed it.
put some oil on you.
Please. Oh, help me out. Hey, look here. I tell you what, I'm going to call both of y'all. Warnock is going to win. So I'm going to call you. And I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm claiming this right now.
Amen.
It's blessed Reverend Jimmy. I can't believe we're out of time, man.
Say what?
I can't believe we're out of time.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock.
Okay.
That time.
Oh my God.
Everybody have a wonderful Labor Day next weekend.
Okay. Hey, tell them about the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show and anything else you want to announce, please.
Oh, yes. The Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show airs live right here on Studio WBuzz Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. We teach the biblical principles about the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. So download the app, Studio W. If you've got Android, studio.w. If you've got Apple devices, and follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't forget that right after the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show is the Teens Talk Truth radio show hosted by AJ and Alex Taylor, my favorite young men on the planet. They talk about hot topics affecting teens in our society today. And if you did not get registered on time for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries Health and Fitness Masterclass, time is on your side. You can still do so. We've got spaces left. So you can be a part of our 10-year anniversary. And, y'all, it's on fire. Classes are free. No registration fees or membership fees. Just go to www.eatingasanactofworshipministries.org to get signed up so we can send you the Zoom link. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Oh. Hey, Dr. Sims just sent us a message. She said, great discussion. I miss y'all. We miss you too.
Miss you too, lady.
Hey, please get well soon, okay? Yes. So I can rib you when you come back.
A minute ago, William, I want to underscore what you said a minute ago. We got to get out and vote.
Yes.
I'm telling you, one of the things that it really hurts my heart is this Christian nationalism and ago, how they have distorted and bastardized my Lord.
Amen. Oh my.
Hey, Dr. Demery, next week, I want you to come back with that too, because let's leave with that next week. Christian nationalism. You're talking about Nazism, and that would kind of sounds a little bit like that to me.
They're fascists. They are definitely fascists. They've got a true authoritarian bent. And if we are not very careful, America will no longer be a democracy.
It
will
absolutely
not. I've been saying it since 2016. While America is still America, you need to be doing whatever it is your freedom allows you to do, because it feels like we are you know, on a balance beam, and we get one good strong gust of wind, and
And I'm gonna close with this, right, folks? If you don't think that some of these churches that you are going to has a heavy influence on how you vote, you're wrong. Okay? And there's supposed to be a separation between church and state as far as the government is concerned. And you're not, as a church, you're not supposed to be influential on how somebody is supposed to do whatever they're doing politically. Am I right, Ann?
They are, and Reverend Demery can tell you, they are nonprofit organizations. They are not supposed to be doing these things that they're doing, but it's amazing. Every time there's an election, you have people showing up. Since I was a little girl, you have people showing up at the church or asking for votes. I mean, and it never fails. You know, it's now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that churches can't be like voting
because
that means everybody who's voting for whoever their candidate is gets to pass their ballot. But we have stepped over into the realm where they're trying to blur the separation of church and state, which this country is founded on. I mean, I think it was Lauren Boebert who just said, you know, out loud, let's just do away with that little separation of church and state. That's part of the Constitution of the United States. That means you would have to get the 2/3 of the states to vote to get rid of that section of law that is the foundation of American democracy, of our government.
And please jot that down, because we'll be taking up next week. Now, you won't be on next week, though, right?
Mm-mm.
See, Dr. W, you see,
it's Labor Day week.
So
there's,
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So, you know what? Then all of us gonna be off then.
Okay.
All of us gonna be off. How about that, Ann?
You see what you call? Thank you, boss man.
Hey, don't be thanking me. You had already decided. Don't be thanking me after the fact. It ain't gonna work. I understand you. You understand me. All right. Hey, have a great night, my sister. Dr. Demery.
Let's keep Dr. Sims in our prayers as she lost her child.
No, that was Dr. Harris.
Harris.
Keep her lifted up in prayer.
Okay, and Dr. Sims, she's not feeling well.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, hey, Dr. Demery, where is your church? You're not going to tell us where your church is?
Well, you find it. You hear my big mouth.
Address, please.
No, I'm in Mentone, California. It's Mentone Congregational Church on the corner of Beryl and Highway 38. Worship service starts at 10 a.m. All are welcome, no matter who you are. We don't care about what your political point is, how you dress. Just wear some clothes now. Come relax. Come how you are, and we will accept you and love you, and we'll preach you the word.
And they'll feed you, too. Man, yes, we were talking about greens and you know, chicken and, did we have some cornbread? Oh, we did have some cornbread. Didn't we have cornbread at the time?
Cornbread, hams, and, mac and cheese, everything.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, have a great night. Thank you so much. My partners, Ann Wootentil, Dr. Demery, and I'm your host, William A. Brown. Hey, you've been listening to, the Boomerang Radio Show, coming to you every Sunday right here on the Buzz Network. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great Sunday. Coming up is Sunday Night Gold with your host, WB. That's me. That's me, folks, in case you know. Okay. The Jazzy One, Jasmine Vegas. A whole lot of fun. Hey, let's have some fun. Smile a little bit. Enjoy your evening. Dr. Demery, great night, my friend. Thank you so much. Ann Wootentil. All right. You guys enjoy.